afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Abiding in God's Grace Ministries podcast. Thank you for listening, tuning in, and joining us. This episode is going to be a little bit different. This was not planned. This is just winging it pretty much. But we did just get a new piece of equipment delivered today, so I'm super excited about that. I'm actually testing it out right now. So far, so good, I think. I have to actually wait until we do playback to see how the audio and everything is. So I pray and hope with all my heart that this works, that it sounds amazing, because I want everybody to get the message that the Lord wants you to hear. A lot of the times when we preach, when we speak, when we counsel, when we give advice, it's not of our own. The Lord uses people. He uses people to deliver messages, to assist. And so I'm hoping and praying that that's what each and every single one of you get out of this, is hope, inspiration, encouragement, and truth. And also to know that you're not alone. Many times when we go through things, people feel like they're the only one in that situation. And then because of that, people don't want to talk about it. A lot of the times, people who are victims of abuse, whether that's sexual abuse like rape, or mental abuse, emotional abuse, physical abuse, they don't speak about it. They shut down. Because most of the time, when something happens, we blame ourselves. And that's just another tactic that the enemy uses to beat you down and keep you down. You need to understand, the enemy hates you. He despises you because you are his replacement. Did you hear that? You are his replacement. He messed up and got kicked out, and he can never return. We mess up daily, and yet the Lord still wants to hear from us. The Lord still loves us and still forgives us. The Lord still is waiting for us to come to him in repentance and love and to surrender to him. The Lord still wants us to spend eternity with him. We need to understand also that if you were the only person to ever live, the only person to ever exist on this earth, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, still would have came down to this earth and sacrificed himself for just you. You are his beloved child. You are made in the image of God Almighty, and you bear his name. That's why I'm constantly telling everybody, each and every single day, beautiful. See, here's the problem with the whole world. Hollywood has everybody so confused on what beauty is. Beauty isn't the perfect body, perfect plastic surgery, the perfect airbrush. It's all fake. It's fake. God didn't make us like that. We didn't look like that. It's fake. And unfortunately, that's how people judge beauty. Each and every single one of us is beautiful. And not because the size tells us so. Thank you. because if you do, then you might as well be calling our Creator, our Heavenly Father, ugly, because we're made in His image. Yes, somebody can have an ugly heart, an ugly personality, but as far as look-wise, they get their beauty from God, not from man, not from society, but from God Almighty. Another thing is know your self-worth. This world is so dark and wicked. It's hard. And it makes you wonder, why them? I know the feelings that people have because I too have felt them. I too struggle with them. I have ministered and counseled people who deal with it as well. The way we let this world condition us, y'all, it breaks my heart. It breaks my heart something fierce because we've let the enemy into our head. We let him switch up what God calls beautiful and perfect and what God calls good and holy and righteous. The enemy has flipped around. And y'all know that's what the enemy does. And that's just like with the false teachers, false preaching, and even false doctrine. People tell you what you want to hear. And that's not saving you. Let me tell you something. I have said this for going on 40 years, and I will keep saying it. I would rather you hurt me with the truth than to ever comfort me with a lie. One thing about me, I will not lie to you. I do not want to hurt anybody's feelings. I do not want to make anybody sad. I don't like that. However, I will not lie to you. So if you are not prepared, if you're not prepared for somebody to be raw and authentic and truthful. I mean, like, as raw and authentically truthful as it gets, then don't come to me. Because I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm not going to tell you what you want to hear. And unfortunately, that's what's happened in the church today. Our church is asleep. Asleep like you wouldn't believe. They are asleep. And all they want is that feel good, prosperity. Something that I take great joy in. But at the same time, y'all, God never promised us these things that these people are teaching. I haven't been feeling good today, y'all. Actually, I haven't been feeling good because we came in the cold week, but today was just the worst. This whole week, I stayed up for 1 to 2 days straight without any sleep. Just praying, talking to God, reading my Bible. Last night, I was so tired, and I forced myself to read. Even if it was just going to be a chapter, I forced myself to. And you know what happened? That one chapter that I was trying to force myself to have the energy to read, that turned into hours and hours and hours. And then I finally fell asleep. And then I woke up about, I don't know, 2 something, and I had to use the restroom. Well, instead of curling back in bed, which I wanted to do, nice comfy bed, curl up with my husband, but I didn't. I stayed up and I read my Bible. I went through Ecclesiastes. I read the whole book last night again. I went through Colossians early this morning. My husband woke up and he said, oh, shocked that I was up. Now I normally do get up again. I normally am up prior to him, but I will lay that down. However, I haven't been getting sleep. So my husband's been getting on me, you need to rest. And I'm the type of person who wants to go. I pour everything into this ministry, y'all. I pour my heart, my soul, my spirit, my love, my time, my peace of mind. I pour every fiber of my being into this ministry, into each and every single one of you. And I had all these great things because there's so much coming up. There's so much that we want to do, and we're trying to do, and we want to get everybody involved. And this is what we are trying to plan, is going to change lives. And not only is it going to change lives, it's going to change everything. This literally is going to be a game changer. And yet, because of that, because the enemy knows that this is preordained, that it is anointed, that it is going to wake up thousands. He's doing everything in his power to stop it. Everything in his power to block it. Everything in his power to discourage us and to just mess everything up. And it is overwhelming. I am a very bubbly, positive, optimistic person. I always try to find the good in everything, the silver lining, the light in everything. I always try to have a positive outcome. Yes, there's times I get negative. Lord knows that. I have battled with depression, anxiety, panic disorders. I have battled with anger and everything else, just like everybody else. Pastors are no different, y'all. We're regular average Joe people, just like y'all. We just stepped into our calling. However, with that being said, I normally am positive, and I just felt drained, completed of everything. And I talked to my husband earlier and I don't feel good. I couldn't even talk on the phone with him. I felt so horrible. I was so sick and mentally, physically, and spiritually exhausted. I was depleted. Even when I was reading the word, the enemy was trying to get in my head. When I was praying and talking to God, the enemy was trying so hard to get in my head. It was even messing my prayer up, and that is not like me. I can sit here and talk, and I'm not easily distracted, unless it's something shiny. And so I'm like, what is going on? Like, this is not me. And I was in a spirit. And it freaked me out because I could not get over it. That doesn't happen. So you know what I did? I broke out in worship. I was worshiping and singing. And I didn't care what it sounded like. It was just an intimate worshiping God. Blocking everything like that. Drowning out all the noise, all the distractions, all the thoughts and doubt and fears and frustration. Just singing it all out. And it started with, I guess you could tell on my tone, you know, I'm singing, and my tone was a little irritated and frustrated. And it's funny because I can sit back and look and be like, yep, I was definitely feeling spiritual attack there. I was definitely feeling the oppression. And then it turned into gladness and joyfulness. That is the love, grace, and kindness of the Lord our God. And I was trying. And I know y'all are tired. I know y'all are tired. Everything with this COVID is driving people crazy. Now, back in December of 2019, we had a lot. lot of people who did not agree with what we were saying. We were trying to warn y'all. Look, there was a simulation for a COVID outbreak. It's coming. Y'all didn't want to listen. Some of y'all did. The majority of people didn't. We got a lot of backlash for that. I didn't care. Because I'm doing this for the Lord. And I'm doing my duty for my fellow brothers and sisters in Christ to tell y'all the truth. So, regardless if you believe us or not, regardless if you listen or not, your blood's off my hands at the end of the day. King David came. I really thought people would be like, oh my goodness. Okay, we're sorry. We believe you now. Nope. But it's a spiritual battle. We're in Revelation. I mean, y'all really need to realize this, that we are literally living in, watching, and witnessing Revelation play out and unfold right before our very eyes. That also means with the delusion, the great delusion and the deception. People are falling into worldly ways, and unfortunately, they're taking the path that leads to destruction. And it's hard. It's hard to sit back and watch that. Well, you kept telling people. You kept telling them, you kept warning them. Then we were warning about the vaccine that was going to come. Oh, there's no vaccine. That'll be years, this and that. Again, nobody wanted to listen. Our ministry and tons of other people have been warning y'all. We personally have been warning y'all since 2019. Before it even happened. And it's all come true. It's all came to fruition. We are in the end times. And if you're not grounded and rooted in Christ, then you're going to be grounded and rooted in the world. And if you're grounded and rooted in the world, then you're grounded and rooted in Satan. There is no in between. There is no but and maybe the balance. I know y'all are tired with everything going on. The COVID is not going away. They need this. Once they saw that their plan worked because nobody was standing up, nobody was really doing anything outside of a couple of us, and they've done a great job at censoring everybody. We were censored. We were kicked out from being able to access any of our ministry social media accounts. We were hit hard, and a lot of other people were. A lot of people that we followed, that we learned from, lost their platform. They were good, godly, Christ-centered, Christ-like men and women of God who did nothing wrong, except they were spreading the truth in a loving way. That censorship was real. Once they saw that it wasn't going to go away and that people were buying it, then they decided, all right, this is it. You need to understand that COVID is what they use to bring in and implement the new world order to the Great Reset, which is world takeover, the new world order, for a globalization, a one world global world, where you will be a one, there will be a one world global government, a one world global religion, language, currency, and so forth. Read and study Revelation. Read and study Daniel. Saying that these new variants are coming. It's not real. And yet there's all these variants. And millions of people are dying, but they're not. They're not. Okay, I personally had one of my family members, an uncle, pass away. It wasn't because of COVID. They put him on a ventilator. The statistics of once you are on a ventilator, the probability of getting off of that are very slim. We have proved to y'all with the proof that they ruled any and all deaths as COVID. A woman's son died of cancer, a little 7 or 8 year old boy, and she found out this whole time, she had no idea. The doctors lied and put on the death certificate that the little boy died of COVID. She went in an uproar, went to every news, every radio, everything out in public, blowing it up. And I would have did the same thing. And she said, my child did not have COVID. My child was not sick outside of cancer. And my child died of cancer. Oh, they were trying very quickly to shut her up. Another person, car accident. They literally were hit. They were struck by another vehicle and killed upon impact. Yet on their birth certificate, or their death certificate, sorry, it was marked as COVID. They have juked the stats. Okay, the statistics, the numbers are all juked. They're fake. Hospitals are not flooded. They're making the people sick. Between all the nasty stuff that's in y'all's fake food, not even real food anymore. Y'all need to seriously wake up and do your research. Then when we're getting sprayed with constantly, we prove that. All you gotta do is get it tested. And that's what happened. And you know what came back? The lead, the heavy metals, the nanoparticles. Right now, they're manipulating our weather with their heart machine. They're attacking the East Coast, where I'm at, and the West Coast simultaneously. I can't even say the word right now. But y'all know what I mean. At the same time. So, everybody on the West Coast, y'all start to figure it out. Next thing you know, it's switched to the West, or to the East Coast. Same thing here. We start to figure it out, and it goes back to y'all. Time everybody wakes up. We have proven to y'all what is in the vaccine. It is not a standard vaccine, and it has not been approved by the FDA. It was pushed through in an emergency because the FDA is in cahoots with the global elite. The global elite is the ones that run our government. They're the ones working in secret. Our government are just the poster children for it. The technology they have is beyond our comprehension because it is ancient technology. It's not because people are so smart now in our day and age that they came up with it. This technology was around back in the days of Enoch, back in the days of Noah, and so forth. Nimrod even. Read the account of Genesis. When Nimrod got the garment, okay? When Noah entered the ark, he had the garments of Adam and Eve. They had very special abilities. And you know what happened? When the ark finally opened, Noah's one son stole it. And then when his son had a son, Nimrod was born. Noah's son loved Nimrod, and he gave him the garment. And look at what happened with them. This is fallen angel technology. And when you finally learn, it is overwhelming. Yo, I had a full-blown panic attack when I learned everything years ago. Like, what was coming, what was really going on when I found out that, you know, it's not even years ago when I realized, oh my goodness, I'm indoctrinated. Everything that I've been taught is a lie. I had a full-blown panic attack. I bawled, I wept, I puked, I almost passed out. I shut down, I was shaking. I went to school all these years. I graduated and everything was a lie. I went to college. That's a lie. They pick and choose what they want to know. There's so much and I can't fit it all into this episode. Like I said, this was my plan. This is just wanting to test out the new equipment and give you all a message that I see you, I hear you, I know you're tired, I know you're scared, I know you're over it and fed up and every emotion hitting you at once, and I'm there with you, but it's going to be okay, because the Lord God Almighty is still on the throne. He is still in control, and you gotta have faith. You've got to have faith. You need to be filled with the Spirit of God. Don't give up. Now he's preparing us. If you have any questions at all, any questions, concerns, any prayer requests, anything, please contact us. Y'all know we are on all social media. Instagram is abiding_in_God_grace. So abiding in God's grace. That's on Instagram. On Twitter, look up Abiding in God's Grace Ministries. It's at abiding_S. Facebook is Abiding in God's Grace Ministries. We also have, of course, our podcast, our YouTube channel, and everything else. Message us on social media or email us at abidinggodsgraceministries.com. We are here to answer any questions, to help you get prepared and ready, to let you in on anything you want to know, to pray with you, to pray over you. Please reach out. And y'all can always leave us a message here. Now, we are starting to build an Abiding in God's Grace Ministry community. This community is for brothers and sisters in Christ, for believers. It's going to be a place where we can go and dwell until the Lord comes and brings us home. If you're interested in learning more about that, partnering with it, or becoming a member and a resident, please let us know as well. We're trying to get it, but we need people's help to get there. But I have faith and trust that the Lord will make it happen, because my Lord is a way maker, and He is a miracle worker, and I have faith in only the Lord my God. Get and be prepared and ready, and fight the good fight of faith. We love you all, and God bless.